Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. And right off the top, we want to give special thanks to Program Director Dino Costa from AM 1550, SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Great to be a part of the show, and thanks for having us on your sports programming. And we're honored and happy to be talking to all the fans and baseball enthusiasts and dirtbags out there in the Salt Lake Valley region. So welcome aboard. Great to have you. So, and obviously for the rest of the dirtbags out there, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are listening around the world. And, you know, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So on behalf of Nolan and myself, a huge thank you, and keep sharing the message. That's what it's all about. It's about being a dirtbag on the field, off the field, day to day. That's getting up, getting after it, get dirty, as we always say. So that's what it's all about. Again, tonight's show, lots to talk about, lots happening, lots of highs, lows, depending on your team, who you're following, and everything else. So, but before we get going with the show, we do want to also give our special thanks to all the servicemen and women around the Armed Forces Network in the world, doing what you do every day so we can, as dirtbags here, we can do what we do every day, and that's be a parent, a fan, a coach, a player in this great game of baseball, and that's what it's all about. That's what brings us together every week, and that's what Nolan and I live for. So you know where you can contact us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send us your curtain call questions for a show. Send us personal questions, training, guiding you through the baseball journey. Doesn't matter who you are or what you are. However we can help, we'll do our very best. And that's our guarantee. You know, you always have that from Nolan and myself. Whatever it is, hitting, pitching, catching, parent, as I said, navigating this wild baseball journey that we all go through. I can speak as a parent to all the parents out there. And coaches as well. That's, again, we really do love doing it, and we love talking the game and really helping simplify things that can be stressful at times or uncertain at times in your training development, your program development, whatever it is. So anyways, dirtbags, settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you gonna do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring is here, and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we going to roll tonight?
Yeah, so I mean, I want to talk about two plays from the past week that, to me, really is unacceptable, especially at the major league level. One of them by a veteran player, and the other by a former top prospect that just can't seem to do anything right. And I mean, we talked about him last week, Jared Kelenic. Hits a ball at the right field, obviously kind of been talked about on a few different podcasts, but I really do want to dive into this in case you missed it on those other podcasts, because, like, for me at least, I think it's just unacceptable. And so the play that happened, in case people don't know, basically Jared Kelenic hits a ball. They're playing at, I think it's Truist Park, the Atlanta Braves Stadium. Hits a ball. Yep. Right field, got a lot of it, not a home run, but got a lot of the ball, and he proceeds to stand there, admire a long fly ball, and jog out of the box, and all of a sudden tries to sprint it into a double and gets hosed by, I don't know, a couple of feet. Anyways, gets hosed at second base. Then obviously Ronald Acuna after the game, or sorry, during the game, I guess it was, he tweets out saying, if that was me, I would have been taken out of the game. For a play that happened, I think it was 2019. I'm not 100% sure exactly when it happened, but I know it was around 2019. Basically, Acuna did the same thing, got yanked out of the game. Snicker tried to defend the whole or defuse the whole situation by saying, post-game, I thought Kelenic was running. The kid's always trying to fly around on the field. I'll have to go back and watch it and see the actual highlights of it to see what he did. But it's like, man, Kelenic just stood at home plate, admired the long fly ball, and then proceeds to get hosed when he realizes it's not a home run. Like, unless you're hitting a ball 450 feet to right field, like, run out of the box. That, to me, is unacceptable, man. You got to make sure that that's a home run before it's a home run, right? In case it's not a home run, then all of a sudden, I at least got the burners on. Like, I'm at least guaranteed my double. Possibility of a triple. Now, there was a guy ahead of him, so the possibility of a triple was more or less erased, but still, that guy's almost at second base, right? He knows that ball is going to be over the right fielder's head. That guy is almost at second base. The second that he sees it hit the wall, now he's rounding second base. Kelenic should be basically right on his behind if he's running out of the box, at least past first base, right? Not a quarter of the way or halfway down the line when that ball hits off of the fence. And now he's got to turn on the burners and try and stretch it into a double. Like, dude, you're not stretching it into a double on major league arms. No disrespect, but that is just a BS play all around, man. And I've seen it so many times this year where guys think that they get one and then all of a sudden it's off the fence and then they got to turn on the burners. Like even Aaron Judge today. And I get it. They were showing highlights on Instagram and everything like that. Oh, Aaron Judge's sixth career triple. It's like dude stood there and admired a long fly ball that hit off of the center field fence. Thank goodness it took a horrible bounce away from, I believe it was Joni Esquinoel out in center field today for the Cleveland Guardians. But I'm just like, honestly, if that doesn't take a horrible bounce away from him, like there's an outside chance that he's getting thrown out at second base too. And then I'd be talking about him.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere we go, Nolan, when we're doing our training, right from little kids to the big kids, we start off with base running almost. As crazy as that sounds, dirtbags, it's just because we know it's an area of the game that just does not get worked on, emphasize the importance of it, and just doing the right things right. And when you see major leaguers do it wrong, incorrect, without passion, without desire, you're right. It's inexcusable. We call it hard 90s. Hard 90s, obviously. No matter whether that ball is an inch in front of the plate or off that wall, you're hard 90s all the way. Hard 180s, so on and so forth. Hard 60s for little kids. Hard 75s when they get into the high school. Well, not high school, but in that middle age group. You know, just do it right. Just do it right. When you learn it, a couple things, right? You're showing your coach what you're capable of so they know whether you can take extra bases on hits. They can score you in situations. And that you flat out care. You flat out care. You want to be in the lineup. You realize it's an honor and a privilege, even at the major league level, to be in a lineup. Like you said, Jared Kelenic, he's bounced around third team and still hasn't really found his way.
No, he should be a minor leaguer.
Top prospect.
He should be a minor leaguer. Like at this point in his career, I'm sorry, the top prospect talk, you can get rid of that. Like the Mets traded him for Edwin Diaz. He never panned out in Seattle, obviously. I mean, he's hitting I still think below the Mendoza line in Atlanta this year. And like he's been given ample opportunity to prove that he's a big league player. And you see stuff like that. Like that one just drives me up the wall. It's like, dude, if that was a lot of other teams, I think right now, just because Atlanta's basically desperate for major league caliber players, I mean, they have his behind sent out the door so fast. Like we've seen it numerous times throughout major league where a guy doesn't run and they're sent down to the minors, basically, if they're deemed not there mentally, right? And that's one that just flat out unacceptable. But then, yeah, the other one that I wanted to talk about was Tommy Pham. He was the grizzled vet that I mentioned right at the start of this rant. Like, Tommy Pham's been in the major leagues for, I don't know, 13 years now, I think, 13 or 14 years. Like, he's been up in the majors for a while and bounced around for many different teams, and teammates love him and everything like that. And this one, now, to be fair, I did not see a second base umpire calling safe or calling out. He hits a line drive out to James Wood out in left field. James Wood catches it on a real short hop, right? Like it was one that James Wood realistically should have laid out for to actually catch the ball in air. But I mean, he catches it on a real short hop and then proceeds to throw the ball to first base because Tommy Pham never touched first base. O'Neill Cruz starts heading back to first base, which probably also doesn't help out the situation in any way, shape, or form. But someone's got to be communicating, or someone's got to be paying attention to the umpire. Like, you got a first base coach who's got to be screaming top of his lungs, like, hey, he dropped it, get to second. And make sure, like, Tommy Pham, and this is kind of what irks me the wrong way, when you put a ball in play, and I get that he's a major leaguer, but at the end of the day, you still touch first. Right? If you're a young kid, if you're a college kid, stuff like that, I hit a línea and I'm not 100% sure I'm touching first. right? I got to be paying attention to my umpires. I got to be paying attention to the ball, obviously. Like, there's tons of factors in there. But bare minimum, I got to be touching first base on one like that. That's basically, in today's day and age, everything can get reviewed, right? So that's one that Tommy Pham, if I'm him, minimum, I'm touching first base. So I'm not getting hosed by the left fielder on a short hop ball that all of a sudden cost me, I don't know, at this point in the season, 15 points on my average. Like, that's the difference. Absolutely. That's a huge difference.
Absolutely. Every ball, I tell people all the time, every ball that's hit, at least touch first base. Just do it. Just do it. You're not a big leaguer, and you shouldn't do it in the big leagues because you're getting paid and the world's watching you. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. You don't have to go 100% depending on the play, but at least make that effort. And I picked up that base running because here's a story really quick for the last minute here. Will Clark, anybody old enough to remember Will the Thrill? He's ending his career with the Texas Rangers. I'm watching him play the Toronto Blue Jays in the mid-90s. He's probably 36 at the time. He hits a pop fly to Roberto Alomar about 25 feet, maybe behind second base. By the time, honest to God, by the time Roberto Alomar caught that ball, he was three quarters of the way to second base. He didn't pout. He didn't sulk. He just put his head down, and he ran as hard as he could. And that ball dropped in. He was at second base. And I looked at it that day, and I said, I will teach every runner that way. And you will play for me that way, or you will not play. It's as simple as that. And I wish there was more major leaguers with that kind of accountability, attitude, commitment, and effort. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep rolling.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we going? We going standings? We going highlights? What do you got for us?
Yeah, we'll kick off with the standings for this one. So, NL East, you got the Mets 18-7, Phillies 13-12, Miami 11-13, Washington 10-13, Atlanta 10-14. Really, I mean, no true surprises, I guess, there. Washington, I mean, they're having a good year. Don't get me wrong. I've been impressed by Washington still. Atlanta, obviously, the record right now shocks a lot of people. Like, hearing that they're sub 500. But, I mean, compared to what they were last week, like they just played a good series against the Cardinals. Won 2 out of 3 there.
Over their last against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, over their last 10, they're 6-4. Creeping back up in the standings. And you got to obviously assume that they're not going to be a bottom feeder team. Spencer Strider, unfortunately, is on the shelf again. He had a mild hamstring strain. But you got to assume at some point this year, he'll be back. Cunha, it sounds like he's activated baseball activities. So, I mean, he'll be back probably middle of May, maybe end of May, depending on how the rehab goes. Phillies have kind of played ho-hum baseball. I think that would be the biggest surprise to me. But, I mean, obviously the Mets on a 7-run heater right now, 8-2 in their last 10, up to 18-7. That's a 720 win percentage, and they're taking care of business.
Yeah, that's a surprise for me, man, because I had their pitching staff uncertain going into the season, and they've done a great job. David Peterson looks great there, and they're just doing solid. Obviously, the polar bear, that signing right now in the first month has paid huge, huge dividends. I mean, he's just, yeah.
Look at the tear that Lindor's on.
Well, and but that's it. The polar bear carried them a little bit, and now Lindor getting hot. We're starting to get the days a little bit warmer. Hitters start catching up.
And that's especially it.
Those real good hitters.
And in my opinion, they're probably second best hitter last year, Mark Vientos. I mean, he hasn't even done anything.
Nope.
Like, he's been cold. So you got to assume at some point in time he's going to take off as well. But, like, yeah, no, I'm saying the offense to me doesn't really surprise me as much. Like you said, Pete Alonso, though, the start that he had was fantastic, and now obviously Lindor's caught on fire. But yeah, the pitching staff has definitely been a pleasant surprise for the Mets, especially with some of the injuries that they dealt with right at the start of the year. Obviously, I was calling for them to make some trades and everything like that. So, I mean, yeah, I got to tip my cap to the pitching staff there. They're obviously holding up their end of the bargain.
For sure. I mean, Marlins look good. That Meyer kid, what did he have the other day? 13, 14 Ks in his second start. Yeah, great 14. Outing. Sandy Alcantara today, he had a nice 6-inning quality start. So they stretched him out to 102 pitches, I think it was today. So good to see him rebounding too. And their young players just playing good baseball. So
I was going to say, that Max Meyer right now, he has the most strikeouts on one pitch in baseball. So he's got 31 strikeouts on his slider. He had 14 the other day. I think it was against the Reds, right? Yeah. So I mean, he's looked fantastic to start out the year. And obviously, I mean, they've talked about him for a couple years now, being one of the top prospects and everything like that. And yeah, he looks the part.
For sure. Let's slide over to your NL Central, or your NL West.
So the NL Central.
What do you want to go with first?
NL Central. You got the Cubbies. You got Cubbies 15-10, Milwaukee 13-11, Cincinnati 12-13, St. Louis 10-15, Pittsburgh 9-15. To me, no real surprises there. Chicago, obviously, they're going to be, if this is any indication of the season that it's going to be, if you're a Chicago Cubs fan, take a lot of heart medication, because they have played some roller coaster games so far to start out the year. Like, they'd be down and then up and down and up and win probability down to like 3% some games. And then all of a sudden they come back and win. It's been just a crazy start for the Cubs. But no, like Council, obviously, it seems like the players have really acclimated to him. Kyle Tucker, obviously, that was a hell of a get by them at the start of the year or in the offseason. Milwaukee kind of surprises me a little bit that they're off to this. I'm not going to say bad of a start because obviously they're over 500, but I expect Milwaukee to be there at about 16-9 and stuff like that. Like they've, to me, had a relatively easier start to the season schedule wise. They're just not taking care of business the way that I'd expect them to take care of business. Now they did get a couple of wins against some good opponents on the road there over the past week, but yeah, I mean, Milwaukee's kind of been underwhelming. Cincinnati, obviously, young team. Francona's got them coming in the right direction over the past week or so. I mean, they're 5-5 in their last 10, but I got to trust Tito.
But that's what I was going to say the same thing with them, right? They're around 500, 12-13. First month under Francona, I realize you got spring training or whatever and that, but the games don't count in spring training, as we know, right? And so they're starting to get understood, and Hunter Green had a little bit of his first bad start this week or whatever. But overall, I like where they're trending. I'm interested to see week to week where they're sitting and how they're going. But you're right. It's going to be Craig Council's got the Cubbies playing some really good baseball. I think he had some probably really good heart-to-heart talks with all the players in the offseason too, as well as management. So carry on.
Then the best division in baseball, the NL West, San Diego, 17-8. Los Angeles Dodgers, 16-8. San Francisco Giants, 15-9. Arizona, 14-9. And then Colorado bringing it up the rear at 4-18. Going to be a long year for Colorado. We all knew that coming into the year. You got four juggernauts in your division right now. Only division that has, well, more than three teams over 500.
You kind of look at those three teams too and stuff like that, and you go back to your Kelenic and the other guy you talked about in the first segment.
Tommy Pham.
Yeah, Tommy Pham, sorry, or whatever. And those three teams are totally the opposite, right? I realize that's one dimension of the game, base running or whatever and that. But the bottom line is that right now that whole group is coming and being professionals. I'm going all the way down to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they're just they come and they play the right way. And that's why you're seeing them all right there. 14-9, 15-9, 16-8, 17-8.
Well, that's it. And they're all kind of built, and they're all kind of built differently too, which is the best part. Like it's not like it's one brand of baseball. Obviously Dodgers have the superstar mega team, what's the Space Jam Galactic, guys, I'm drawing a blank on what they're called, but either way, that's what the Dodgers are. San Diego, I mean, they're also loaded. Like no two ways about it. Obviously, that's a fantastic team. That's why they're my pick in the preseason or in spring training for World Series. San Francisco obviously has to be the biggest surprise in that division. 15-9. I liked the moves that they made in the offseason. I didn't think that they were going to be six games above 500 at this point in time. I figured they'd be a little closer to 500 just with some of their younger pitchers. And some of their younger position players that they had called up and everything like that. And Willy Adames really hasn't even done anything for him offensively to get going yet. So, I mean, that's going to be a team that obviously you got to keep your eyes on. And Arizona's just a good team, man. That really is just a good team. Like you said, they just play it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, that's like you said, it's a juggernaut of a division right now and stuff like that, excluding the Rockies. And I mean, we automatically know that, unfortunately, but it is. And sorry if you're a Rockies fan or whatever and stuff like that. I think everybody out there would love to see them put together a season and have it all come together for them. But those other teams, they're just good, right? Verlander's been great for the San Francisco Giants right out of the gate as well. So you got to be loving life there so far. So absolutely. Let's slide over to the AL.
So your AL East, you got Yankees 15-10, Boston 14-11, Toronto 12-12, Baltimore 9-13, Tampa Bay 9-14. No real shocker there. Baltimore obviously has dealt with a plethora of injuries to their pitching staff. some of their young hitters just haven't really gotten rocking and rolling so far to start out the year. So, I mean, that's kind of been, I guess, the biggest surprise to me. Obviously, Boston made the moves in the offseason. Everybody expected them to be a heck of a lot more competitive than they have been over the past couple of years. So that's a good sign for them. Yankees, obviously, cream of the crop in the AL East still. Toronto at 12-12, that one's not really a shocker. The offense has been way too inconsistent for Toronto. And Tampa Bay just, I mean, they're dealing with I think, too much this season with the Steinbrenner field and everything like that. I just think it's, they're not, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're mentally.
No, absolutely, right? That's just a tough situation all the way around. And right now at 9-14, 3-7 over the last 10, you're seeing it, right? I know in the current call questions, we got some questions coming in from Baltimore and that. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But well, before we get there, let's carry on. We just got over a little bit of, over a minute, Nolan. So what do you got in the Central? Tigers leading the way.
AL Central, Detroit 15-10, Cleveland 14-10, Kansas City 10-14, Minnesota 8-15, Chicago White Sox 5-18. I'd say Kansas City being sub 500 after the year that they had last year kind of surprises me. Detroit honestly has looked fantastic out of the gate. Spencer Torkelson, got to tip my cap, man. That guy's start to the season has been nothing but impressive. Especially for all the talk that was happening all offseason about him essentially being out of baseball, more or less is what they were saying. Like, he's not a major leaguer, he can't hack it, boom, 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 this, that, and the other. And I mean, he's proved a lot of people wrong with the start of the season that he's had. So I got to tip my cap there. Cleveland, obviously a good team. But yeah, Kansas City being sub 500, that one shocks me.
Yeah, no question. I'm very disappointed in them so far. And Torkelson, like you said, I mean, they had Colton Keith penciled in at first base in the offseason. So there you go. We'll be right back here to carry on after the break.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're going to love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at columbia.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We're talking about the standings right now, giving our thoughts and opinions, and we're down to the AL West, Nolan. What do you got there?
Texas Rangers, 14-9. Houston, 12-11. Seattle, 12-11. Los Angeles Angels, 11-11. The Sacramento Athletics, 10-13. The Athletics and Texas Rangers, they still wanted to play 5-5 ball over their last 10. No real changes outside of the Angels kind of scuffling a little bit in the past week, and Seattle and Houston kind of getting a little bit hot. Texas, I still think, is the best team in that division, so for them leading it, that doesn't really surprise me. Seattle, I still think, needs offense, man. Like, their pitchers have given them good games. The Toronto series was a nice one to see offensively for Seattle. But even that, though, winning a couple of late games, the extra inning one, obviously, where Rowdy Tellez comes back to Toronto and haunts them, that was nice to see. Houston at 12-11, I still don't know the Jose Altuve left field experiment. That one, I'm still not 100% sold on it. There are some plays that you're kind of holding your breath a little bit watching him go and get him. Now he's played, I think, better than everybody kind of thought, but at the same time, he's certainly not a Gold Glove left fielder.
No. It's too big of a transition at that stage of his career or whatever and that. But again, hats off to him. I mean, if you want to call him the captain of the Houston Astros, I guess you probably could. And the fact that he just stepped up and did it. Good for him. Good for him to step up and do whatever he can, right? Just show that professionalism and take a team that's in a little bit of a rebuild, if you want to call it that, and just say, hey, you know what? No excuses. This is how the Houston Astros have done it since, what, about 2011 when they refocused on the number one draft picks year after year. And they didn't hit on everybody, but from Korea and so on, right, to Bregman, to, you know, missed a couple of pitchers along the way. But, you know, they're moving in the right direction. Seattle, like you said, Julio Rodriguez got going a little bit, the big thumper, Cal Raleigh, you know, but you need more than that. Yeah, Polanco slides in there every now and again, but not enough for me, and nor should he. He's a little bit long in the tooth, but still a really good player for them. But you're right. I think over the long haul, they're going to have to make that hard decision at some point in time and say, hey, are we in this year or not? And forget the disable or whatever. And I realize you got a few months before that real hard line comes. But Texas, if they keep rolling and they keep DeGrom healthy and playing the type of Bruce Bochy ball that we talk about all the time, you might be a long ways looking up. And I realize there's always the wild card and all that stuff. But Texas, you're right. They look good. Bochy moved Semien, I saw last night. Maybe it was before that, but I noticed last night's game, he dropped him out of the one hole down to maybe like the four or five hole. Come out with a home run. I think he had four RBIs, 2-for-4 or 3-for-4 or something like that. So, I mean, again, just good manager knowing how to utilize his players properly, right?
Yep. No, you're absolutely right in that one.
Well, I talked about it in the last segment now, so we're going to go to the curtain call questions, Dirtbags. And again, thanks for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try our very best to get them on a show here for you or talk to you in person. So depending on what your question is. So, Baltimore Orioles fans, they're not too happy. They don't want excuses, Nolan. They don't want, you know, Rodriguez on the shelf and the other pitchers on the shelf are not coming back. Brandon Hyde's got a little pressure on him, and I'm not so sure if it's just simply Brandon Hyde. I don't like the fact that he's calling out his players early in the season. I never like to see that out of a manager. You got to be really delicate about that. You know, you got O'Neill in there brand new and stuff like that. He's called him out. He's called some different players. So that's never a good thing coming from your manager and stuff like that. You got to keep that in the clubhouse. You got to swallow hard games, tough plays, tough at bats, whatever it is. You know it. You've been a manager as well. And as well as a player, you don't want to have your manager doing that. But I'm not so sure it's just him. I mean, Mike Elias still hasn't pulled a trigger in a really good trade. They did Corbin Burns a year ago. But other than that, all quiet. And it goes right up to the new ownership. I get it, right? Be excited about the shiny toys that are your young studs. But you got to surround them with some really good talent when it's necessary, don't you?
Oh, 100%. No, that's a team that over the past couple of years, and especially last year, not a single person was content with what they did at the deadline. Like, they had a chance to be a competitive team last year. You go out and get Corbin Burns in the offseason. You lose your big horse of a closer, Bautista, at the... I don't even know if he played a single inning last year before he had Tommy John. Like, there was just no excuse for last year. And then this year, to carry it over, you guys don't do anything in the offseason to make your team better? Like, and no disrespect to Tyler O'Neill. I love Tyler O'Neill. I don't know why Tyler O'Neill gets ripped on as much as he does by managers across baseball. Like, Ollie Marmol's an idiot. Hyde, I think, I had a lot of confidence in Brandon Hyde until the past couple of years. Like, that's a good team. That is, it really is inexcusable to me at the fact that they haven't taken any sort of steps forward. Feel good surprise story a couple years ago. Last year, you're like, all right, they're another year older in the major leagues, all these young kids that they got. Elias, like you said, gets the Corbin Burns deal last year. But what the heck have you done for me lately other than put yourself in the hot seat? Like, you made no good moves in the offseason outside of Tyler O'Neill. I like Tyler O'Neill. I think he's a major league player. I think he's a quality player. You lose Anthony Santander. You lose Corbin Burns. You pick up, I don't even know the Asian pitcher's name. Drawing a blank on his name. That's the swash that you guys make is him and Charlie Morton. Chicano. Like, come on. You're a team in one of the most competitive divisions. Everybody knows it. It's a juggernaut of a division. Now, this year, obviously, record aside, not a very good division. But that being said, you got the Yankees. You got Boston that you're trying to chase. Everybody knew that coming in. Now you're chasing the Blue Jays after you laid the boots to them in game one and then proceed to get your butts kicked out of Toronto, basically, right after that. Like, to me, it's just you have the pieces. You have to do something with those pieces. You can't just let it get away from you and have a six-year Adley Rutschman window or Rutschman window where you don't even compete in the second round of the playoffs. Like, something has to be done clubhouse-wise.
Well, you just mentioned it, right? I mean, you can look at the Toronto Blue Jays, Bichette and Guerrero. All that excitement for years and years and nothing was done. Nothing was done, right? And the Orioles are looking like the same thing, and they've even got more players than just Bichette and Guerrero.
Yeah.
But, no, I know. But you're right. If you sit around and you don't make a hard call one way or the other, it can backfire and backfire bad. So right now it doesn't look good at all. They got to get that ship corrected, even though it's only the end of April. So let's stay in the AL East. Boston Red Sox fans sent it in. They're pumped now. They're starting to see it. They're starting to feel it. They got Bello back last night. He got the win. First one for 2025. So that's a nice, exciting young guy. Saddle him in there with Mr. Crochet. All of a sudden, Rafi Devers looks like he's starting to settle down and just, hey, do his job. Carry on. Trevor Story's been really good. Jaron Duran really hasn't really caught fire, taken off. But the other young guys around there, pretty good-looking team right now.
Well, and that's it. And you got those three prospects all knocking on the door. I mean, Christian Campbell's already up, and he's looked like a big leaguer so far to start out his career. He's got to be right in the AL Rookie of the Year race. But you didn't even say Walker Buehler either.
That's right.
Buehler's look great in a Boston jersey.
Love that signing.
So, I mean, no, like, they're, don't get me wrong, I don't think they're better than the Yankees. But that being said, that's I don't like the Boston Red Sox. I hate them almost as much as I hate the Cubs. That's a good-looking team. That's a good-looking team this year. And that's it. And Boston is what Baltimore should do. Now, obviously, Baltimore's not the same market. They don't draw the same free agents. I'm not sitting here saying that. But I'm saying Boston's the type of team that, end of the day, you know what? If I got to trade a couple of these guys to get my final horse, I'll get my final horse. Case in point, Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, and you made a good point with the three studs in the farm. You know, you got some pretty good veterans there. You got Trevor Story there ahead of Marcelo and at the shortstop second area. Campbell looks good there and stuff like that. The outfield, really good outfield in the major league level too. Stuff, but when you get that kind of credibility down there, even though the prospects, like we always say, could still be suspects, but that holds some pressure on you, right? To keep playing baseball. Or, hey, we're going to have to make that move. We're going to have to find a position. So I like the way they're set up. I really like the way they're set up. I love the way that pitching staff's coming together and stuff like that. Like you said, I don't know if they're better than the Yankees yet, but they're looking pretty good. They're looking pretty good, and they could stay on a pretty good roll here over the next little while. So for sure. Atlanta Braves fans, you talked about it. A lot of uncertainty about that team. They're 6-4 over the last 10. They're moving in the right direction, but they're, what do you think, Mr. Snicker and Walt Weiss and the coaching staff and matter of getting Acuna back? I don't think it's as simple as that.
No.
I think it's just
no.
Just
need pitching. Bryce Elder today against the Cardinals. Now, that being said, I didn't watch the full game. I know he only let up the one run in six innings and stuff like that.
He did pitch well.
The first inning was just atrocious to me. He couldn't throw a strike, and the Cardinals helped him out to only one run. And I'm like, oh, and that's it. Like, and that's the MO. He doesn't throw enough strikes to me to be a consistent enough big league pitcher. Like, if I'm a hitter, I'm literally just, all right, give me the two strikes, and then I'll take the bat off my shoulders. But you got to prove that you can go strike one and strike two on me. Because right now, like after watching a bit of today's game, I was like, I'm certainly not helping this guy out. And then that means he's got to groove me a fastball. I'm jumping all over that. Like, Atlanta needs some pitching. I'll tell you that much. Because that team, I don't think they're going too far this year if they don't make a move or two to get some starting staff.
Well, and you made a good point or comments in the very first segment when we were talking about Kelenic, right? I think, who is that player? Freddie Freeman's 3 years removed now. But who is that player? Is it Austin Riley that needs to come in and be that Chipper Jones of way long ago and Freddie Freeman after him? And who's that leader? Who is that leader? And I think that's a tough clubhouse right now to identify that, right? Because Acuna's not afraid to make comment. Albies is always very professional, doesn't say too much one way or the other, pretty easygoing guy. But whether it's Matt Olson, whether it's Austin Riley, Sean Murphy's platooning right now.
It's got to be Albies. It's got to be Albies.
Do you think he could do that?
To me, it's got to be Albies. He's the longest tenured Brave.
I get it.
He's been there for the ups and the downs. Well, not really too many downs since he's been up in the majors, but you get what I'm saying. He was, when he first got called up, it's not like the Bravos were that great. And then, yeah, all of a sudden, obviously, World Series champs and everything like that. Like, Matt Olson, to me, he's not that guy. Like, I'm sure he probably could be that guy, but he just strikes me as a Paul Goldschmidt type, where I just think he's a little bit too quiet and reserved. But Ozzy Albies has to be that guy for me down in Atlanta. Longest tenure Brave, knows what it takes to win, and someone's just got to put their foot on someone's throat if they have to get that team right. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, now, big for me, love the guy. I'm a country music fan personally, so I mean, that's why this is good news to me. The Bristol Speedway game, August the 2nd, got announced. Tim McGraw is going to be singing. I don't know what the turnout for that's going to be. I'm going to guess it might depend on the temperature, but max capacity is 146,000. I don't know if 146,000 fans show up for a baseball game or not. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to say one way or the other, right? Like, end of the day, do I hope it's 146,000? Yes, absolutely. I think that would be a great atmosphere. Don't know what the visibility would be like if you're the 146,000th fan sitting up at the top of the stadium, but might be good, might not be good. Buy your tickets and then you'll find out, I guess. But either way, Tim McGraw named as the singer for that one. Love me some Tim McGraw, man. I think he'll put on a fantastic show. Southern boy, like as far as I know, likes NASCAR, and his dad was a major league pitcher. What else can you ask for?
Absolutely, Nolan. I think that's a great job by Major League Baseball. 146,000. That would be phenomenal to see that in this in the that game. Listening to Tim McGraw before the game, man. I honestly think it can be done. I really do, Dirtbags, and I want to be able to watch it. I want to be able to see it. I want to be able to hear about it. Man, you should be excited. I know it's the Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves. I just think baseball fans are going to be there, not only their fans, but country and Western fans. What an atmosphere that's going to be. I'm excited about it. There's no question about it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, being a part of the nation. Keep sharing it. Keep following it. Keep sending us your questions, whether they're curtain call or personal. We are here to help you. That's what it's all about. It's just getting up, getting after it, getting dirty, on the field, off the field, every single day. Do not let a day go by where you're not being a better person, a better teammate, a better ball player, a better mom, dad, whatever it is, because that's what it's all about. It really, truly is. And that's what drives Nolan and I every day. But unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.